That prophecy that Pastor shared with us this morning is my message. Forgive me. God is so good, isn't he? Awesome.
Yeah.
Pastor and I don't share what we're going to minister before we minister. And he had not shared that prophecy with me. That was awesome. And I know that was a word to the body of Christ, but I know it was a word to this particular body.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The title of my message is, It's Happening Now. It's happening now. We receive it now, don't we?
Yes.
Turn with me in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 19. Isaiah 59 and 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Now, I know that many of you here today have been going through a battle. You've been attacked by the enemy. I know our pastor and I have been attacked by the enemy. I know that Oasis Christian Center has been attacked by the enemy. But the good news is this morning that the Lord has raised up a standard against the enemy. Amen. And we are the victors this morning. But you know, the mistake that many of us Christians make is that we stay in the place of the attack. You know, God wants us to move forward. Amen. The Lord never said that you would never be attacked. He never said that you will never go through a battle. But what he did say is that he would always cause you to triumph. Amen? So we are a victorious church this morning. We are a triumphant church this morning. Amen? Even though we may have gone through an attack, we're moving forward, amen? We're pressing through, amen? We're going for the mark this morning, praise God. We're not going to stand where we're at, praise the Lord, but we're going forward. Now turn with me, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 43 and verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. It says, Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Praise God. Now the Israelites had gone through a battle. They had gone through an attack of the enemy. But God had delivered them from that. God had brought them out of bondage. Amen. They were triumphant over that attack of the enemy. But they were still in bondage in their minds. They couldn't move forward because they stayed in that attack. But God says, I have got a new thing for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, don't focus on what happened. Don't remember those things. Don't even consider those things. See, the enemy wants to keep us in that place. But God has something better for us. He has a greater thing for us. He has a better place for us, amen? So he wants us to keep moving on. Just keep going, amen? Just like I heard Jerry Seville one time talking about this guy that, oh, he was dressed to the T's. He had his top hat, he had his hat on, he had a suit on, it was all white, And he had his platform shoes. That's when they wore the platform shoes. And here he was at in the airport, and he's going to the elevator. And said he hit that escalator. And when he hit that escalator, he hit it wrong, and he started falling head over foot, all the way down that escalator. And when he got to the bottom of the escalator, he caught his hat, put it back on his head, and said, "Well, that's the way we need to be."
Yeah.
Amen. We need to just say, "Well, that's the way we always go down the escalator." Amen. Hallelujah. And just pick ourselves up, grab our hat, put it back on our head, and keep going. Hallelujah. We are triumphant this morning. We are victorious. Don't focus on what happened. Don't remember those things. Amen. Don't even consider those things. I'm doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. It's happening now. Everybody say, "It's happening now."
Yeah.
Glory to God. God is saying to us this morning, refocus. Refocus your mind. Refocus, amen. Yes, we've gone through a battle. Yes, we've gone through an attack. But God is saying, "I brought you out triumphantly." Amen. You are victorious this morning. He's saying, "I'm doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth." Amen. Now it is happening now. We want to see it with our eyes first. We want to feel it in our bodies first. But God has already given us the victory. Amen. He's already made us triumph over the battle this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What the enemy thought was going to bring you down, take you under, God is using it as a setup to launch you to a better place. Now that word "launch," when he spoke that, the prophecy that woman said, she was using the word "launch," amen? So God has got a place for you, amen? He's got a plan to launch you into a better place, to launch you into a better situation, amen? He has a plan, glory to God, and all I've got to do is focus my eyes on Him, focus my mind on Him, focus myself on Him, not on the peripheral, not on the attack, not on the things that look bad in the natural, amen, because we serve a supernatural God, amen. Now, before I got saved, I just accepted everything that come along the pipe. But now that I'm born again, now that I'm serving Jesus Christ, amen, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one that raises the dead, the one that heals sick bodies, amen. Now that I'm serving Him, I know that He has got the final answer. Not man. Man will do what they can do. And I'm not saying don't listen to man, but I'm saying as you are doing, as the man is saying, you've got a higher power.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And we're leaning on Him.
Uh-huh.
That's who we're leaning on. That's who we're believing to come through for us. That's the one that we are believing has got a plan of action. Amen. And He always causes us to triumph. Praise God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. It's happening now.
Yes,
it's happening now.
Yes,
glory to God. There's a shift. Wanda talked about the shift Wednesday night. If you weren't here Wednesday night, get the tape. It was awesome. It was awesome. It actually kind of spurred this message this morning. It kind of stirred me up. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is a shift and there is a thrust in the spirit. And it's going to manifest in your natural. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's so anyway, amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Now, Isaiah 61 and 7, and I want to read that in the NIV and the New International Version. It says, "Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land.
Hallelujah.
Now, God's talking about here and now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not saying when you get to the sweet by and by.
Amen.
But he said you're going to receive a double portion in your land. Amen. And everlasting joy will be yours. Glory to God. If you've been under attack, if you've been going through a battle, get ready to receive a double dose this morning. Amen. Get ready to receive a double dose of the goodness of God. Glory to God. Get ready to receive a double dose of the favor of God. Hallelujah. Get ready to receive a double dose of healing. Amen. God is still in the business of healing. He's still on the throne. Glory to God. Get ready this morning for a double dose of strength. Hallelujah. I call on God's strength. I didn't feel like I was very strong when I got out of bed this morning. I don't know about you, but I said, God, give me the strength this morning that I need to do what I've got to do. And the Lord spoke on the inside of me. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His strength. Amen. Get ready this morning. Get ready. Get ready for the double dose of prosperity. Glory to God. Glory to God. Get ready for a double dose of peace.
Yes.
The enemy's trying to steal your peace. Well, he's a liar.
Yes.
He is fallen.
Yes.
Amen. Our king is greater.
Yes.
He is the prince of peace this morning, and we take it. Glory to God. Get ready this morning for a double dose of joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The joy, the Lord, the devil is trying to steal your joy.
Yes.
But the joy of the Lord is my strength this morning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's where I get my joy from. You're about to be thrust this morning. Thrust to a greater place. Thrust to a better place. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. An Oasis Christian Center is about to be launched to a greater place. That's why the enemy has fought it so hard. Because God has got a great place and a great thing for Oasis Christian Center. Praise God. Hallelujah. God loves to just make the devil look bad, don't he?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Oasis needs to get ready for the double. Get ready for the double of the anointing. Hallelujah. Double, amen. Get ready for the double of miracles and signs and wonders and healings, amen. Hallelujah. Breakthroughs. Breakthrough after breakthrough. Glory to God. Jerry Savelle, the Lord spoke to him and said, this is the year of miracles and signs and wonders, amen. So we're getting ready for those things. Oasis, get ready for the double the membership.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We've been praying for it a long time. I know you have too. Amen. Hallelujah. And now is the time. It's happening now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to get excited about God in Oasis Christian Center. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get ready, Oasis, for a double portion of favor. Get ready, Oasis, for a double a portion of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get ready for double blessings. Double blessings. Hallelujah. It's happening now. Everybody say it's happening now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me see that prophecy, Pastor. We got to read that thing again. We got to get that in our... We need to make copies of this. We got to get this in our spirit. Okay, on both sides. Starts here. All right. Oasis Christian Center. This is for you. Then I heard the Spirit of God say, your help is on the way. Glory to God. That's for you this morning. It may have looked bad. It may have felt bad. It may have sounded bad. But your help is on the way. Glory to God. The strength of my word will shatter the mountains that have hindered or challenged you as you stand at the edge of your miracle, on the brink of your biggest breakthrough. Glory to God. You are stepping into the beginning of the best days of your life. I receive it. I'm stepping into the best days of my life. Hallelujah. You might not know why Pastor Sharon's all stirred up this morning. It's Wanda Phillips' fault. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes the word just has to shake you and say, whoa. Wait a minute, I'm still on the throne. Yes. Amen. I'm the ones that flung the stars into the sky. I'm the one that just spoke this world into existence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is giving you keys that will unlock uncommon favor to you. Uncommon. I love favor. But uncommon favor. Glory to God. I receive it this morning. The force of the fierce favor of God that unshackled Joseph from the prison and launched him. Get ready for a launch. Amen. Hallelujah. Launched him into the palace. And one day is coming on your life. Glory to God. In one day.
Hallelujah.
Glory. It will unlock affluence and release increased influence and income to you.
Amen.
The keys for this new level of favor on your life will blast open mighty doors that will take you into dimensions of your destiny. See, if you're going through a battle, Satan's trying to steal your destiny. But God has a destiny and a plan and a purpose for your life. And he knows how to get you back on path. Amen. He knows how to get you on the path of victory this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the force of favor shall launch you into the next level of blessings. This is your hour of divine visitation. I hear the roar of the lion. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah this morning, amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the mighty God, I heard our God say. The roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah is bringing an end to the war against your finances, your family, your health. I got to say that one again. Amen. The roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah is bringing an end.
Yes.
Say end.
End.
Amen. It's happening now.
Yes.
Glory to God. Bringing an end to the war against your finances,
yes,
against your family, yes, against your health.
Yes.
You are stepping into a new season.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I've got a new thing. It's going to spring forth, glory to God. You are stepping into a season of uncommon peace and unusual miracles. Glory to God. I declare that as you step into the middle of the year, may God go before you and may your groundbreaking miracle come to pass in Jesus' name. May the power of God bring momentum to what has been stagnant and move you into massive provision in Jesus' name. I pray that the Almighty God will break open the floodgates of heaven over your life, and may there be a bursting forth, a rapid release, a tidal wave, an overflow, a flood of blessings upon your life, speedily and suddenly, in Jesus' name, get ready.
Yes.
Your mid-year breaking through miracle is on its way, speedily, in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Can we praise Him this morning? Can we praise Him? Patty, will you please come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now there, I don't know about you, but the enemy has messed with me and my family long enough. Amen. I'm tired of it. And I got the word from God now. Hallelujah. My breaking loose has come now. Amen. Are you ready, Miss Carolyn? Good to see you this morning. Hallelujah. God has got a breaking loose for you this morning, a breaking forth. He's got a new thing. Now it shall spring forth.
Yes.
Now it shall spring forth. Now, let's stand up this morning and let's just worship the King of Kings and the Lord of the Lords, the one that has everything. He knows every part of your life, everything that you're going through this morning. And God has a way where there seems to be no way. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, God.
Hallelujah. Same song.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. He's mighty.
Hallelujah.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Body might not feel like it. Your checkbook might tell you you don't need to praise
God.
Oh,
how beautiful.
This ain't the liar this morning.
Are you Lord? It's your words. It's your love. Oh, how glorious. Are you Lord? It's your power. It's your cross that saved me, that rescued me just a moment there, set me free. I give you glory, glory.
Give Him the glory this morning.
I give you glory, glory. Give you glory, glory, Jesus. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. Yes, I give you glory, glory, Jesus. Come on, shout.
Hallelujah.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
It's happening now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, how beautiful are you, Lord. It's your words. It's your love. Oh, how glorious are you, Lord. It's your cross that saved me. Yes, He did. That rescued me.
Has
in the nick
ever
of
rescued
time,
you?
Just a moment there. Set me free. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory. Yeah. I give you glory, glory. I give you glory, glory.
Yeah.
I give you glory, glory. Crown of thorns, you became a king forever, Jesus.
And with the crown of thorns,
you became a king forever.
And with the crown of thorns,
you became a king forever.
And with
the crown of thorns, you became a king forever.
That saved me.
That rescued me. Just a moment there. Set me free.
Oh,
that saved me.
He saved us.
That rescued me. Hallelujah.
Just a moment.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Ashley, you can come up. Isn't he awesome this morning? Isn't he wonderful this morning? Hallelujah. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. You may have a seat.